Many people complain that going on holiday causes them to catch a cold. I'm one of them. And now we might know why. Now, vacation colds and holiday influenza are perennial moans. They're made by travellers who say they are steadfastly healthy when they're working away in the office, but as soon as they fly abroad and hit the beach, they immediately succumb to the local circulating lurgy. Now, the reason, Cambridge scientists are saying, is it could be that disruption to your body clock makes infecting viruses grow up to 10 times better in your cells. One of the discoverers is Ak Reddy. So, Ak, what were you doing and how did you stumble on this?
Well, we kind of figured that viruses are unusual in terms of microorganisms that infect the body because they actually need our cells in order to replicate. And therefore, because every single cell in the body has this biological or circadian 24-hour clock within it, we thought that there might be particular times of day when all of the things that the virus requires would be increased, and at other times when they'd be decreased. So if the virus comes along at one time of day, it could capitalize on the cell that is making all the stuff that it wants. And another time of day, it wouldn't be able to replicate as well because all of the stuff that it needs isn't there simply.
Because the role of that clock is basically to prepare or optimize the metabolic activity in your cells to meet the demands of the day ahead so that the cells are turning on their energy supply in the morning when you need to get up and face the challenges of the day, and they're turning down the thermostat at night when you need to go to sleep because you don't want to have the coal-fired power station running away at furious pace when you don't need that energy.
Absolutely. It's a mechanism to essentially assure that your cells run efficiently so you're not wasting energy when you don't require it to be used. Essentially.
But obviously if the cells are not very active, they're not as good a home for a virus.
Absolutely.
As when they're running full pelt. Is that the case then? So when you put viruses into cells, do you see that's what's happening?
Exactly. That's exactly what we saw in cells and in live animals as well. And this was done in mouse models, but also in free cells, which are very similar between mouse and human.
Just cells in a dish have a clock?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cells in a dish have a clock. And we can synchronize those clocks by doing various things in the lab. And what we did was to synchronize these cells or infect mice at different times of day and then have a look at how quickly that virus then spreads over a few days. And we found that if you infect in the morning, then you're much more likely to see a higher rate of infection than if you do it before dusk.
This is a mouse morning because mice are nocturnal, aren't they? So they're actually going to bed when we're getting up. So for them, it's nighttime, but it's really morning, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. But the complicated thing in terms of how you look at clocks is actually the genes that go up and down in us and mice are actually identical in terms of their structure. And also the phasing is the same, although we interpret those clock gene signals in the opposite way. So we live in the daytime, they live at nighttime. And in the brain, in fact, bizarrely, the genes are going up and down exactly the same in both of the species, but the way that's interpreted by the body is actually opposite. So we don't know what exactly happens in humans.
So we have this body clock. It's a genetic clock where you've got a gene that ticks on and it turns on another gene, which turns on another gene, and that feeds back and turns off the first gene. And this ticks around taking about 24 hours. It's changing the activity of the cells as it does so. Now, I started this interview by saying that this does help us to explain the holiday lurgy syndrome, when you catch stuff when you go away. Now, part of that must be sitting on an aeroplane for hours, probably doesn't help. But if you get jet lagged, that is going to screw around with your body clock. So that presumably will make your cells more susceptible to growing viruses more.
Absolutely, yes. So we did an experiment where we messed up the clock using a genetic trick, and we looked at both cells and animals. And when we infected them, they were something like 3 or 4 times more affected by the virus than the normal cells, essentially. So that's very similar to what happens in people with jet lag or people who fly across the world, as you say.
Does this mean we could use this therapeutically if we understand the importance of the body clock to a range of diseases, including virus infections? Could this change the way in which we treat these diseases?
We believe so. So when we did this experiment, we used 2 different types of viruses. So the clock seems to be important for both of these viruses that replicate by completely different means. So the idea is that instead of having an antiviral that will effectively boost your natural immune system at one time of day or the other, instead of having one for each individual virus, you might be able to just boost your own immunity to multiple different viruses if you could switch that on or off. And that's exactly what we're trying to target at the moment.
Ak Reddy, who's a researcher at Cambridge University, and that work came out this week in PNAS.
Now, from viruses to a very different type of medical problem.